Labyrinth of the World and the Paradise of the Heart by John Amos Comenius. Adapted by Timothy L. Price. Narrated by Glenn Boychuk. There can be few in the English-speaking world who have ventured far into the precincts of either literature or devotional writing and have not heard of John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Published in 1678, Bunyan's allegory has remained in print ever since, a run of more than 300 years. It has been translated into more than 200 languages, adapted for radio, film, and children's books, and reworked as, among other things, an opera by Ralph Vaughan Williams and a progressive rock epic by the Neil Morse Band. Its imagery is woven into our cultural heritage, and its spiritual insight continues to offer counsel to present-day readers. Almost everyone, it seems, at least knows about the existence of Pilgrim's Progress. It is a shame that so few are aware of another pilgrim tale, penned a half century earlier and a little further east, one that can also still be read as a source of wit and wisdom, satire and solace. One wonders whether the Labyrinth of the World and the Paradise of the Heart might have found a wider audience had it not first appeared in Czech, a less globally accessible language. The author of Labyrinth, John Amos Comenius, was born in Moravia in 1592 and died in 1670. I'm writing this preface just 2 weeks before the 350th anniversary of his death. He was part of a small Protestant denomination called the Unity of Brethren and eventually became its last bishop. Like Bunyan, he was no stranger to hardship. His fellowship found itself on the wrong end of the conflicts driving the Thirty Years' War, 1618 to 1648. He spent much of his life living outside his homeland as a refugee and navigating a landscape devastated by war and plague. Even so, he managed to write wildly on education, theology, politics, and science, among other topics. Comenius worked at reforming the educational institutions of several countries and gained sufficient reputation that he was reportedly invited to lead the recently founded Harvard College, later Harvard University. He even found time to write a world-class work of allegorical fiction, completing the first version in 1623, 55 years before Bunyan's Pilgrim Tale appeared. That work is the one adapted in this volume, The Labyrinth of the World and the Paradise of the Heart. It remains in print as an important work of Czech literature. The combination of tireless labor to improve the world in which he lived and worked, and the repeated experience of the instability and brutality of that same world that characterizes Comenius's life, are reflected in the pages of Labyrinth. As Comenius's pilgrim travels through the world, wearing glasses pushed upon him to keep his perceptions and thoughts safely conventional, he manages to peep out from behind the distorting lenses. As he does so, the corruption of the world is exposed. Traders and teachers, philosophers and medics, soldiers and priests, the rich and the laborers, all these and more are seen to be building their lives upon vanity and violence. As an educator, I find the extended description of academics attacking each other with paper and stuffing themselves with whatever material came to hand, only to expulse it once again in one form or another, is unforgettable and painfully close to home. You will find your own favorites, and, I hope, for your own reasons that you sit and wonder whether they are close to the truth. Could it be that we, too, wander the labyrinth? Comenius's pilgrim eventually reaches despair, but then finds faith and hope as he is visited by Christ amid a beautifully evocative description of the transformation of the heart. Here, at the latest, it becomes apparent that the trajectories of Bunyan's and Comenius's pilgrims are not quite the same. Bunyan's pilgrim, preoccupied with the state of his soul, fights through temptations, doubts, and failures toward the river of death and the ultimate salvation found beyond it in the celestial city. The attention of Comenius's pilgrim is fixed more firmly on how the fallen state of the world corrupts the many workings of human society. When he reaches despair, staring out into an abyss where all hope and meaning are lost, his encounter with Christ turns him around, sending him back into the world that he has just traversed. He does not leave, but looks with fresh eyes. He revisits marriage, politics, education, and religion,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?